number 23, Spring Creek Resort and Marina Concession Lease.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the commission, Secretary Hepler. Appreciate you making the adjustment on the agenda there, and appreciate also the folks from Spring Creek coming in and providing their comments today regarding Spring Creek action item here on the agenda today. So, first of all, I'd like to just take this opportunity to introduce a new face here to the Game Fish and Parks family. With me today is Jenny First. Jenny is our new concessions manager that joined us last month, and she's kind of digging in and getting the feel for things, and she comes from us from the Department of Transportation, where she was a senior accountant over there. So we're glad to have Jenny on board, and thought this was a good opportunity to introduce her to the commission and folks around here, and maybe we can kind of just start and kick this off a little bit, and kind of look at the exact item that's in your booklet right now, which is a resolution for the extension of the Spring Creek concession lease for the purposes of finding and soliciting a new concession contract there. But I'll just let Jenny maybe give you a little brief history on kind of some of the milestones that have occurred in the last year or so, and then I'll be glad to take on some of the questions and comments that were generated today from earlier discussion.
Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, I look forward to working with you all with this and as well as anything else that might come up with the concessionaires. Just a brief history, Spring Creek Resort, the lease was open February 29, 2008. It was a 10-year lease and they had a 10-year renewal option. They opted not to exercise the renewal option and the lease expired on December 31st. We issued a prospectus on June 28th. No proposals were received. We issued another prospectus on December 26th, and that expires on the 31st. We have not generated any proposals on that thus far. We met with Spring Creek on the 21st, and that was meant to discuss the further operation, you know, upon the expiration of the lease, and that's what led us here today. So, slide back.
Mr. Chair, if you might, I could also to maybe give a little bit of more a background on some of the fee issues and some of the issues that were raised today as well. So, first of all, like Jenny said, the resolution is to extend the contract for 1 year for the purposes of finding a new concession contract. There, a prospectus is underway, and that process will continue, but. First and foremost, you know, is the issue of the services for the coming year, and so that we felt it important that the services, in order to remain uninterrupted, that an extension of the existing lease contract was in order to allow that process to continue. We met with Spring Creek management over the course of the last month or so, and eventually they agreed to the terms of extending that contract under the existing terms. And you know, just one point of clarification is that, as the folks brought up earlier, there was a little bit of confusion out there about the franchise fee when they sent out their franchise slip information. That letter did include that there was an increase in the Game Fish and Parks franchise fee that was being proposed. And we immediately called the Spring Creek management and assured them, no, I mean, our terms and conditions are staying the same moving forward. Everything in there, and as far as franchise fees and all the other minimum required services, all remain exactly the same. So they're in the process of correcting that and redacting some of that information there. So also, you know, during our discussions with the Spring Creek Resort Management staff, they provided us with a fee proposal for the coming year that they felt was necessary for them to be able to continue operations there. As the folks testified earlier, it was a very aggressive a fee increase for various services there, including the boat rental slips and lodging and some other various fees and services there. You know, when we look at those fee increases, obviously, you know, we're not a fan of and are not supporting those kind of fee increases, but when we have to consider these things, the fees, it's not an exact science, nor is it a formal procedure that's provided for in our concession contracts. As with any private business that's doing business, whether it be on private property or on leased property of government land, trying to compare and analyze those fees is a very complex task. And really it kind of breaks down into the two areas that we look at when we look at fee increases, and this comes up fairly often when we review these with various concessionaires out there in our state parks. One of the issues that kind of comes up is the difficulty in trying to compare and determine what is reasonable with each of those. Each concession out there has a certain market that it's associated with. There's a lot of variability in the services that are provided there. Sometimes, there's a supply and demand factor at each one that's very drastically different. What might be demand for services at one place is very different from the other. Markets, each concessionaire is located within a specific market and serves certain sectors of the public. So those all vary greatly as well. Populations, things like, what are capital costs associated with each of those concessions to establish a marina or things like that. A marina on Lake Hawaii is probably a lot more complex and difficult to establish than a marina on Lewis and Clark Lake, where Lake Hawaii fluctuates 50 feet and Lewis and Clark Lake fluctuates about 3. So there's a lot of things that go into what makes up the economic structure of a concession business, especially on reservoirs and places where water is a concern. The other factor that we consider when looking at fee structures is our own concession model that we utilize in our state park system. If you were to kind of look at some of the different things that might exist throughout the country or in other types of similar environments, there's a wide gamut of things, but there's some of what we're calling marketing contracts there's types of arrangements where people are very where you hire a business to simply run the business and the governmental agency does most of the decision-making process in that. And in those cases, that's usually a case where the state owns all those facilities and assets, and they're able to hire a company to come in and strictly manage it under the direction and decision-making authority of the government entity. That's not what we typically utilize here in South Dakota. In South Dakota, our concession model is a type where the concessionaire comes in, they purchase the assets, they take the risk and what that initial investments are, they secure all the financing, and a lot of the burden of success is on them. And when they take those up over, they do it under the guide of a concession contract that we put forth, which sets forth minimum required services, authorized services, and then we also provide for some performance standards. But for the large part of it, the state and the department does not get involved in the day-to-day management and especially the fiscal decisions that go into that particular business. We don't get involved with how they set budgets for expenses or who they hire for staff or how they order supplies, whether they order the more expensive version of something versus a cheaper version. We just don't get involved or that detailed and look over the shoulders of those folks. So that's the concession model that we follow. We are not in a position usually to intervene and or influence what those particular business decisions are. And a large part of that is because we're not business experts. We don't have a lot of experience running restaurants or hotels or things like that. So our particular concession model really focuses on making sure that those local business entities are in the decision making process, and we provide the guidelines under the concession contract, and it's up to them to make those. So So that's, you know, a little bit kind of what, you know, went into that particular, you know, when we looked at that fee package there, we have no real reason to believe that those fees are unreasonable or are not comparable based upon some of the complexities out there. You know, as we were discussing a little bit and after I had a chance to look at their letter, you know, I think there's a few things that we could perhaps take a closer look at and moving forward. And, you know, one, we could potentially, and we'd be glad to look at any kind of data that they've collected regarding some of the comparisons and fees and things and levels of services that are charged at other places. You know, we do that as well, you know, at least for sure for our South Dakota marinas, but we'd be glad to go back and maybe take another look at, you know, what those comparables are. I will put a big heavy asterisk by that like say, you know, like I mentioned before, there's a lot of other factors that go into what a marina or a concession, you know, in order to try to compare apples to apples. And like I say, to really get down to the bottom and the brass tacks of what, you know, some of those things are, I think we'd have to look for outside help. So I think, you know, within our own department, we could go back to, you know, and look at and compare and try to get as much data as we can. But I think there's only so far we could go to really do that without maybe even employing the assistance of a consultant or something like that to really do a full-blown market analysis on something to really determine that. But I think we can maybe get a good start, and like, so we'd be glad to review their information and take a look at that and see if we are consistent with what's in the lease agreement and make sure we can do that and revisit those fees before we move forward. One of the other things that they mentioned you know, would be some of the infrastructure maintenance types of things there. And, you know, one of the tools that we have in our concession agreement is a repair and maintenance reserve fund that you're probably familiar with, Custer State Park. We bring that to you every year, a very lengthy list of projects that, you know, that the concessionaire proposes and that the department eventually approves to prioritize certain maintenance efforts that go on there. So, you know, we could sure take another look at the past repair and maintenance activities that occurred there, and for the coming year, we would be glad to kind of take a fresh look at some of those, you know, especially with electrical inspections that was brought up. We do hire an electrical inspector typically every year to inspect electrical systems on those, and we'd be glad to get the electrical commission back out there again and maybe involve a representative of the boating community to identify any problems or issues that they've seen, you know, pop up out there and do that. And then, like I say, you know, we could definitely utilize that repair and maintenance fund to sit down with Spring Creek Resort and reprioritize what certain priorities that might be identified once we get back out on the docks this spring and identify what some of the most urgent maintenance priorities are there. So, you know, one of the requests was to perhaps defer this action and to give a little bit of time to, you know, go back with the resort company, maybe negotiate and revisit some of these fee issues. And, you know, just during the last hour or two, just thinking about that a little bit, I don't think we're prepared to recommend that right now, you know, especially in light of not having that discussion with the concessionaire. Obviously, you know, they're not operating now, but even now is, you know, it's a time when they're obviously setting up slip contracts, things like that, but they're also, I would assume, hiring staff, you know, procuring materials, doing certain things that are preparing for the upcoming season. So, you know, without having a good understanding of what the implications of that are, I'd be hesitant to recommend the commission defer the action, but I would be sure glad to answer any questions or have any discussion regarding that at this time. So,
so I think what you're saying is that you're willing to sit down with folks out there and look at their concerns and issues and then see what you think of them and then come back and tell us what you've concluded?
Correct. I think, like I say, we'd be willing to go back and do a little bit more information gathering on other comparable services and rates that are out there, both in our concessions and maybe elsewhere, and just see, take as far as we can and see if we can compare and especially look at the information that they have and see if we can shed any light on whether those price requests are within the comparable and reasonable conditions set forth in the lease agreement. And then, like I said, we'd also be willing to visit with both the boaters and the concessionaire regarding some of the maintenance and infrastructure items there as well.
I'd gotten another handout from one of the other slip holders, and there were four questions that at the end of that memo, and the last one said, for the long-term success of Spring Creek, we would also ask that GFP actively look for entities to respond to the prospectus. And so maybe could you just remind us, I mean, what does happen to the prospectus? Where is it distributed? Who gets it? Is there any way that the department can help find a new concessionaire, or do you, or could you just address that?
Sure, Mr. Chair. By rule, the department does have to advertise those prospectuses in, I believe, three South Dakota newspapers, and I believe at least two times, I think, throughout
yes.
there. So,
Mr. Chair, we advertise in three newspapers throughout different parts of the state twice, and they have to be at least a week apart. And we also do a press release on the Game, Fish, and Parks website.
Mr. Chair, also, you know, we also work with some of our other media, such as Facebook and press releases, and like I say, that as much as we can there. So, we try to notify other concessionaires or other business interests and try to get out there. But, right now we have a concession out there, or a prospectus out there that's advertised through January 31st of this year, and I believe we've already advertised that one round already. So.
Yep, we have.
Thanks. Commissioner Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I would think it would be in order to probably go back and spend a little time and maybe verify what's on the sheets here, and then I assume no one has contacted the leasee. Have you, or has anybody been in contact with him about
these specific
about rates
items?
And that type of thing? I mean,
we've had contact with him about the rates they proposed and through that. But as far as some of these other concerns that are detailed in this letter, we have not had these specific discussions with them. Obviously, since we just got this letter now, but I think in general, the boaters have worked with the concessionaire and notified them about some of these things, but in terms of incorporating these into our repair and maintenance plan, we could certainly work on that moving forward.
Does delaying this particularly goof things up as far as getting something in place? I mean, I think the deadline was what, January or the end of January or something here?
February 1st.
Oh, February 1st, okay.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
The request to delay this obviously would like I said, push it back to the next commission meeting, which would be the February 28th, I believe. And I can't speak to what impacts that might have to the concessionaire if we were to delay that. I can only assume that there would be some preparatory work. And right now the lease is expired, so right now there is no lease in place for the Spring Creek operation there now. So I just can't speak to what we could speculate those impacts might be.
Well, it seems like the best alternative for everybody would be to extend it, and then the group is assured that you'd meet with them and go through and review all their concerns and come back and talk to us again, right? I mean, I don't know what benefit there would be for not extending the lease, but maybe there is one. Commissioner Sharp.
Commissioner Sharp, you're welcome, Jenny, and thanks for the update on this. I would concur with the chair that I don't think there's any reason not to, you know, extend the lease right now, because I think it's as important to, regardless of the view of how good of an operator it is up there, it's we need an operator, number one, up there, and we need to give them some kind of, you know, finality that we're going to work with them. I would believe that in the lease arrangement, there is certainly room for discussions from the state level as far as upkeep and maintenance. And I don't know that in the scheme of things that we really want to be in the middle of negotiating with a concessionaire over concerns that their customers are having. That would be my concern on that. What are you seeing out there? Because we've had a number of these concessions, concessionaire or opportunities, if you will, that don't seem to be viewed as much of an opportunity. And my sense is if a business has a good return on investment, it usually gets sold relatively quick. So are we seeing with unemployment so low that our concessionaires can't hire people, or they have to pay too much, there's nothing in it for them, or are the assets not worth what they're asking? I mean, what are you seeing out there? Because we've had a number of these come up, and it's taken a long time to sell them. And again, with a good ROI, people are going to buy a business. So what is your sense of what's going on there? Because Spring Creek should be as good a place to run a business as any, I would think. Close to Pier, Big Bay, plenty of houses up there. So, I mean, what are we seeing? Because more than likely, we're going to continue to see it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Through the chair, Commissioner Sharp, yes, you're correct that you know, it seems like the last several prospectuses that we issued have been very limited in terms of interest and response rates to them. You know, if I were to just quickly kind of voice, you know, what I see out there is, you know, obviously you're right that there's probably labor issues in some of these areas, the capital cost to get, you know, engaged or involved in a specific concession is always a concern. That, you know, the buy-in price for the amount of infrastructure and facilities that are established there is very significant in a lot of cases. The nature of the business, you know, concessions are a very seasonal business, and sometimes that cash flow that occurs during those summer months isn't enough to pull that business through the non-busy months of the year. And then also a lot of the unpredictable factors such as weather and water levels and fishing and a lot of those things all contribute to, you know, it's a very difficult business.
These types of discussions are always a little frustrating to me, because putting myself in the chair of the people who have boat launches there, boat slips there, there's not a lot of recourse. I mean, so they come to the state and we tell them we don't, and I understand what the commissioner said, I don't want to have the commission be involved in these negotiations, but they come to the state because we are setting this lease. They come to our body and they say, this is unreasonable. There was no discussion. It wasn't clear why. And we can't very well say then that isn't our responsibility, because in the end, I mean, we do have maybe not a legal responsibility. I think we have some kind of moral responsibility to ensure this communication does happen. But I agree with you, Al, that, you know, we can't build a budget for those people. It's not our job. We're not running a concession. I agree with that 150%. But I think there has to be some middle ground here where at least we provide a form that those owners know we're being serious and they're going to talk to the slip, because at some point, if they start losing the people sitting in this room, it won't be viable, and we'll be right back even worse than where we are right now. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. And I can't speak to, I understand the commission's not going to meet again until March. That's problematic. From a private business perspective, those people own that business, I understand that they're uncertain about all this and they have to start jump-starting in March when they're going to be in the water in maybe April. I think that's problematic, too. I'm not sure what the answer here is, but I just want, I mean, because we've been asked a couple times by the commissioners, are you going to sit down and talk? And you said so. I just want to reaffirm we are going to sit down and talk. We will do that. I'm not sure what the recourse is. And, you know, people know me. I'm very candid. I'm not sure what the recourse is if we sit down and do that and the owners say, I mean, you know, we're sorry. This is not a money-making business. The only way this thing's going to be open at all is we do need to have these kind of increases. And that's, it's not my place at some point to second-guess that. It isn't. Because it isn't, I mean, they're business people and they need to be making those decisions. And there's a fine line of driving customers away or keeping your business operating. And it is frustrating. You know, Spring Creek in particular, I mean, I only live a few miles from here. It's incredibly important. You know, to our community and who we are. I mean, we have people have homes there from both sides of the state, and they rent. And so it's important to us as far as a recreation area to keep that going. And so there's got to be a balance is what I'm saying. And I'm not sure what that balance is. And I don't know by saying if, let's say, the commission approves that right now, what's that, where does that leave then the people sitting in the audience? That leaves a commitment from us. We're going to sit down and talk, but by that time, is there any incentive at all to talk? I don't know. You know, and maybe what we need to do on this before they take final action today is maybe we need to think about this tonight. Then maybe talk about it again tomorrow morning. And I apologize for anybody that may have traveled from Sioux Falls. I know somebody potentially has. I don't like to do that to the public. That's why we were trying to have this conversation now, not later. But we did it to the deer plan, so I guess we can do it here. That'd be my suggestion. So if I'm way out in front, and I very well could be, and you want to shut my microphone off, I'm okay with that too. I just want to be fair to the people here. I want to be fair to those business owners because we need them to run that facility because there is not another option right now, and there's got to be some of a fair balance. And I'm trying to help the commissioners out because that's what I heard from the chairman too. And so whatever that is, other than the fact I don't have the answer right now, and I'm not sure if I'm going to have the answer tomorrow morning, but I certainly would like to have, you know, staff, and if you got a few minutes to talk to people in the audience or maybe meet tomorrow for breakfast, I don't care. See what we can do, then see if we can bring something back as a resolution to the commission so we don't put them in position they're in right now. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Good comments.
Mr. Sharp,
are you?
Nope.
Okay. One more question, and it would be more to the audience. Is there a wait list on this for boat slips up there?
We understand there is. But, yeah.
Okay.
That's a discussion we have off. We've got our opinions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome.
How about that? We'll come back in the morning and we can visit when we're done here to see where that leads us.
Perfect.
Yep. Okay, good. So we have 10 minutes. Could we do some